Business watchers here in Michigan are heralding some good news in the startup world. A new report released by the National Venture Capital Association and PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP finds venture capital investment in Michigan was up nearly 100% in 2014 from the previous year. Venture capitalists invest their money in emerging businesses that many traditional lenders like banks and credit unions may deem too risky. VC funding is mainly applied to sectors with high growth potential, such as information technology. In Michigan, venture capitalists invested nearly $220 million into 50 companies in 2014. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with Paula Sorrell about this data. She's the Vice President of Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Venture Capital with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Sorrell has been studying VC trends over the last decade.
So if we look at a kind of a 10-year trend, what we saw early on were many of the investments were in the biotech sectors. There are a number of reasons for that. One is that of the $1.6 billion that the universities receive in federal research, a big portion of that is the National Institute of Health. So we already get a lot of biotech kind of early funding for new technologies that could potentially become companies, and then those are eventually invested in by venture capital. Later, over the last few years, we've seen a kind of an expansion of the venture capital space, and that we've seen IT companies, which you know have always been popular, but we've seen a huge growth in IT, and we're seeing an expansion into advanced transportation technologies and advanced materials.
What is making Michigan and the startup climate here more appealing in the last few years for a venture capitalist?
Well, first of all, we've got an enormous pipeline, and we've seen our pipeline grow to almost 3,000 early stage tech companies in the state. We've got great universities here. We always have. There's a lot of interest in students that are up and coming, which is great. We love to see students start companies, to see them engage in entrepreneurship. But we also see people looking at their next careers or next stages of careers where they might have a particular background. We have an enormous engineering population in the state, and to see them kind of move on and follow their dreams and develop a new technology or a new company. We've also seen a number of people move into the state. It's a lot cheaper to build a company here than it is on the coasts, and we see a lot of people who are looking to start families. They want to raise their family in Michigan, so they move them from the coast to here as well.
We're talking with Paula Sorrell, the Vice President of Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Venture Capital for MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Where is this funding coming from, within or outside of the state of Michigan?
So the state several years ago decided to, because there was such a huge gap, and we were a follow-on state, and we continue to be. I mean, we rank pretty low in venture capital, although our rank is increasing each year. We would like to, within the next 5 years, we'd like to be a top 10 state in venture capital, and we know that we can achieve that. So with the state funding that was put in, what it allowed venture capitalists to do was then go out and raise additional funds, which was about a 10x on that. And we continue to see companies be able to attract funding from the outside. When we looked at Q1 of last year to Q1 of this year, for example, we saw the number of investors of outside venture capitalists triple year over year in the state, which is showing that we have 35 venture firms here now. 10 years ago, we had 4. So we've seen homegrown venture firms expand, but we've also seen a number of venture firms from outside of the state come in and set up offices or just come here to invest.
So does that mean we have cheaper labor and material and just overall startup costs here as opposed to the East and West Coasts?
I spend some time in Silicon Valley a few times a year to try to, to talk to investors about the investment opportunities here. And I'm just blown away by the fact that, it's about $1.5 million for a 2-bedroom house. And you have to put cash down to get that. You can't get a mortgage for that, which is amazing to me compared to the cost of living here and the great schools that we have here and the great universities. So there are a lot of reasons to set up shop in Michigan, and I think people are aware of that, mostly people who've been here and went to school here that say, I liked my time in Michigan. It's time to go back.
How far have we come since 2008? Most historians say that was the beginning of the Great Recession, and we were really at the epicenter of that.
The tech sector kind of plugged along. So while we saw, you know, the auto sector specifically, those two things are not necessarily completely separate, but we saw larger companies, you know, really take a hit. The tech sector continued to plug along during that period of time. We saw more companies grow, more companies get set up, more companies attract outside investment. And part of that was that the state was very diligent in continuing its support. So each year, the state puts money into the Michigan Strategic Fund, which then goes into entrepreneurship. We now leverage 35 private dollars for every dollar that gets invested in entrepreneurship. And because that continued support was there to help continue building the industry. The tech sector was, I won't say that it wasn't difficult. I mean, everybody had difficult times, but it continued to grow during that period of time. And actually, as far as venture capital goes, we were the reverse of the national trend. So during that period of time, national venture capital shrunk and Michigan's continued to grow.
Good sign.
Yes.
In 2011, there were what were called commercialization gaps. There's a map that shows various Midwestern states. The commercialization gap is essentially the difference between research and development spending and venture capital investment. And in 2011, Michigan topped the chart, and it was a huge perspective. The ratio was 170-1. I find that staggering. That tells me there was extremely little investment despite a lot of work toward R&D.
That is a staggering number, and I think the one thing that number represents is untapped potential. So that research was actually done by Pricewaterhouse, and it was that was given to me by a series of venture capitalists that said, this is why we're interested in investing in Michigan, is because there's enormous untapped potential. You're getting all of these research dollars. There are a lot of great technologies. There are, you know, world-class scientists here. We want to see more.
We're talking with Paula Sorrell, the Vice President of Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Venture Capital for MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Historically, there have tended to be these urban clusters in the state where venture capitalism tends to congregate. Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids, in particular Ann Arbor, have been big centers for VC. Mm-hmm. But in 2014, we saw more venture capitalism in Detroit. It overtook Ann Arbor. What were some of the reasons behind that? I wonder if maybe the bankruptcy proceedings created a new climate now.
You know, it's funny, but we never really saw bankruptcy impact on the tech sector. They were two separate things. Although the bankruptcy obviously was positive for Detroit in that now as a result we've seen an improvement in city services, and that's the feedback that we get from people who set up shop. For those new tech companies that expanded, a lot of them were in the IT sector or connected vehicle technologies, and a lot of that has to do with the work that that Dan Gilbert, you know, and his groups have done. So they started it. New Economy Initiative played a significant role in funding entrepreneurship and getting things going, and we've participated with them as well. And it's pretty exciting to see. But you know, that's not the only good success story. We've got amazing growth, you know, trajectory success stories in Lansing, in Houghton, Michigan, in Grand Rapids, in Kalamazoo. I mean, these are all over the state, and typically, you know, you'll find them clustered around your universities.
And that was my next question, which is Lansing, East Lansing, which has not seen historically the type of growth that Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids have, but it sounds like there is momentum there.
Yes, definitely. I think that we saw Michigan State kind of press the reset button as far as entrepreneurship goes a couple of years ago. They put a great team in place. They've got dedicated people towards growing entrepreneurship. In fact, that was the meeting I just came out of, which was very positive as far as, you know, what do we need to do to keep growing these companies? And Michigan State's being very smart about the fact that they're including the rest of the entrepreneurship community and building it up. I think having watched U of M do it a few years ago, I mean, about 10 years ago, it started very in a very insular way. Now, you know, now U of M is very connected to the rest of the ecosystem, obviously. And we're seeing Michigan State, you know, start out of the gate with this type of outreach. Great technologies here. There always have been. And now it'll be great for those technologies to see the light of day. And more of those that actually become spin-out companies actually make me really happy.
These days, Paula, would you classify Michigan as a risk-taking or risk-averse state? And do venture capitalists on the West Coast and East Coast still see us or have ever seen us as timid Midwesterners?
It's funny because what we're told when we work on the coast is that they see the Midwest as sort of the that we have a friendly, we play nicer type of mentality. Even in our venture capital sectors, many of our deals are syndicated, which means there are a number of venture capitalists that go in together. That's a great scenario. I mean, that shows how we differ from other states. We're still a flyover state. We still pull in, you know, venture capital from other areas. It's still very important for us to keep the foot on the gas and keep going. But I think that we'll eventually get there. I mean, we have a long ways to go, and I don't ever say that we want to be the next Silicon Valley. We want to be a better Michigan, and we have potential to be a better Michigan. We want to be the Michigan that we all love to live in with more technologies.
Paula Sorrell is the Vice President for Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Venture Capital with MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you. My favorite topic.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.